Today, May 15th, is the feast day of one of the great saints of Spain, Saint Isidore of Madrid, and he's called Isidore the Farmer. And there is another saint called Isidore of Seville, but he's on a different feast day. Today, we have Isidore the Farmer, the patron saint of Madrid, so I'm sure Father Andres will be celebrating today because he is from that beautiful city of Madrid. St. Isidore was born in the year 1070, and when he was old enough to work, about the age of 10, he went off to work for a wealthy landowner named Juan de la Vergas, and he remained there the next 50 years of his life until his death at the age of 60. He worked as a manual laborer his entire life, and he married a woman, Maria de Cabeza, who also is a canonized saint. So this is one of the few husband-wife canonized saints that we have in the Catholic Church. Of course, the parents of Saint Therese would be another one. Well, they had one son who died in infancy, and the rest of their life did not have any more children. Saint Isidore was known for his very deep religious faith, and also his very strong work ethic. So every morning he would begin with daily mass. He would walk to the local church and attend daily mass, just like all of you attend mass, and many of you go off to work or attend to your other duties of your state and life after that. So he tried to sanctify the day by going to mass and Holy Communion. And then he would work on the farm with the other laborers for the rest of the day. But in his free time, in his spare time, he worked with the poor. He was very generous to the poor. They would often follow him home, and he would provide meals. He and his wife would provide meals sometimes for entire crowds of beggars. Sometimes when the food ran out, he would say a prayer, and there'd sometimes be some special multiplication of the loaves and to help feed the poor and the hungry. He died on May 15th, 1130, and his wife is also canonized. When Isidore was canonized, he was also canonized with four other great saints of Spain: Ignatius of Loyola, Francis Xavier, Teresa of Avila, and Philip Neri, these four other great saints. And the I'm not sure if all of them were from Spain, but they were all canonized at the same time in the year 1622. Now, 400 years after his death, King Philip III of Spain fell very sick, and the doctors did not expect him to live. So the relics of St. Isidore the Farmer were brought in solemn procession to the sick room, and suddenly Philip III was completely and instantly cured of his illness. And so this made St. Isidore a very popular saint, and he was promoted by the royal family, and they helped to bring about his canonization. The tomb of St. Isidore is in one of the local parishes called St. Andrew's in Madrid. Once when I was in Madrid with some friends, we were on a pilgrimage visiting different places. We were just walking down the street and we saw, oh, that looks like a beautiful church. Because as you know, all the churches over there are magnificent. They all look like cathedrals. And we walked in there and there was the tomb of St. Isidore the Farmer in a beautiful gold case underneath the high altar. So it's really beautiful over in Europe that so many of the churches in Italy or Europe or France have saints under the altar. Something that we don't see as much here, of course, in America, unless you go to Mother Seton Shrine or St. John Newman. But it's so interesting that there's so many saints in Europe, and many of them are just in the local parishes. I'm sure you've seen that on your different pilgrimages. Well, the U.S. bishops have named St. Isidore the Farmer the patron saint of Catholic rural life here in America. I think we can also learn from his life is the importance of manual labor, the sanctification of work, doing one's duties of one's state in life, whether one be a farmer or a carpenter or a lawyer or a doctor, that a person becomes holy by doing the duties of their state in life, being the best Catholic doctor, best Catholic lawyer, best Catholic father, mother, wife, teacher, nurse. So the Church often holds up these great saints, a man as simple as Isidore the Farmer, as a role model for the laity, that he had this spirituality of work and also focusing his life on the Eucharist by going to daily Mass. And there's one beautiful quote I'll end with, and that this one author says that he is not only the patron saint for farmers, but he is as well a model for the spirituality of the laity. He shows how persons living and occupied in the world, and especially those doing manual labor, can be united with God in prayer even as they perform their daily duties. So it said when he was plowing the fields, he was united to God, praying while he did his work. His charity towards the poor and the needy and his respect for God's creation, he's a lot like St. Francis of Assisi. He's always known for his concern and care for animals as well, are of special significance to those living in our modern consumer society. Finally, he is a reminder to all lay persons in the Church that they are called by God to sanctify the temporal order in this world. And so we pray, St. Isidore the Farmer, pray for us.